Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I know this music.
How much is that jar in the window? The one with
well,
the
we got to get our pets in here. Get Max in here, Goldie, Penis, and Vagina. Those are our two cats and our two dogs. Dan's gone together. They love Dr. Dog. It is time to give you an opportunity to ask a terrific veterinarian anything you want to ask about your pet. And he's the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He's your pet's best friend, and he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can find out more at windowworldst.louis.com, and they will come out and give you a free estimate, show you the window, show you how strong it is, let you jump up and down on it if you want to. Now, folks, you know how this works, and I, for years I've said that I never understood why nobody calls when they hear the theme music. They wait until I say you should have called, and then they can't get through. So let's do this. Jump on this. 855-282-TALK. That's 855-282-TALK or 855-282-8255. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Without further ado, Window World is proud to present from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everyone today?
Everyone is terrific, doctor, but I will never understand. And here's what's going to happen. They just blew up right there.
Start calling because I'm AM and the PM.
Of course you are. Now, folks, when Dr. Doug is on, there are only two other lines open, so you're going to call and get a busy signal. As soon as you hear a caller bail out, you jump back in there and call again. You'll get in. Doc, how are you?
I'm hanging all right. How about y'all?
Good. We're good. It's actually a very nice day today.
It's gorgeous out.
When there's no wind, it's a good thing. Yeah. Anybody here in the room have any pet issues before we take these calls? No? You don't have pets, do you?
I have a dog.
Yeah, what's your dog's
Tim's
name?
Tim's got a couple of dogs. What's my dog's name is Bones.
Bones.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of dog is it?
Golden Retriever, German Shepherd mix.
What did he say?
In English, that's Golden Retriever, German Shepherd. In our English.
I got
He you. Speaks the King's English.
I got
What do you have? What are your dogs?
Yeah. One is an Australian Terrier, and one is a Beagle Terrier mix, Buddy and Scrappy.
Oh, I like those names.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I do not currently have a dog, but I will have another dog because I love dogs. Yeah. Are you ready to take calls?
Good, but I just want to tell you, Frank, you need to get a French bulldog. It would fit your personality so well, you'd love it.
I don't like bulldogs. I don't like their faces.
This is a French bulldog, not a traditional.
I'm not familiar with that.
I'll bring one over.
No, that's okay. Don't do that. You want to take some calls?
I sure do.
And we have them lined up here, but again, folks, when you call right now and it's busy and that's what's going to happen, wait until a caller is finished, and you jump right in. We're going to start with Richard. Richard, say hi to Dr. Doug. Richard?
Hello.
Oh, Richard. Richard.
Dr. Doug?
Yeah,
There I am.
No, there
How
you
are.
You,
Richard?
Quick question for you.
Sure.
We want to take our dog to California.
Okay.
It's a small 12-pound dog. And we want to take her in the cabin of the airplane, pay for her to take her. So I'm thinking she's kind of high-strung. She's probably going to need some something to relax her. So
put her to sleep.
Curious if you have anything like that.
Literally.
Can't you give dogs Dramamine or something?
You can use, I don't think that's going to last for, that's probably, a 2.5-3.5 hour flight? Is that correct? I think.
From St. Louis, it's farther than that.
Okay. So I would definitely talk to your veterinarian about something like that. You're probably going to want to use a mild sedative, and they're going to offer probably something like acepromazine, which is an oral product.
That's what I was going to suggest.
And you might want to get some and take a practice run before you go it. So
you mean he should take it and take it to see if it's going to be okay for the
one
dog?
One for him and one for the dog.
There you go.
No, I think he should practice and make sure. Usually I suggest giving the pill about an hour before you head to the airport. And it should last, one medication treatment should last about 12 hours. So that should be more than enough.
So okay. How many milligrams per pound?
Well, I can't give you those doses because I don't know your dog or anything. And if your dog's had any history of seizures, they can't use this particular drug. But your vet can give you that because he can dispense it for you. And some people have used things like Dramamine or even Benadryl. You'd have to probably redose in the course of the flight, but maybe not. So that's another consideration.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Have a good trip.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you for listening. Yes, Tim.
I normally wouldn't do this, but I do have a big piece of breaking news that I want to talk about that just hit here.
Go.
So that DeSmet High School assistant football coach that was murdered my first week on the show, I believe,
right.
That we talked about extensively.
Right.
Three St. Louis residents have been indicted on federal charges and accused of at least five carjackings since August, including the fatal shooting of DeSmet Desuet High School assistant football coach Jazz Granderson. Prosecutors have not provided details about the indictment. There are three men from St. Louis that could face the death penalty or life in prison if convicted.
So good.
Three individuals arrested and indicted for his murder.
Yeah, bring back the electric chair. I'm a big fan of the electric chair, especially when you don't do it right and your head catches on fire. Flames through that chair. I'm serious. Child molesters? No. Any child molester, some pervert pedophile that rapes a child,
like
I would have
mile.
No problem watching that person's head catch on fire
like
in the electric chair.
Like they did in the Green Mile
exactly.
When they didn't sponge his head.
Exactly.
That.
Yeah. That's the least they deserve. Let's go to, I believe, Mary. Mary, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, how are you, honey?
I love you, not as much as Frank, but real close.
She loves me more, doctor. What do you got for the doctor?
Oh, I thought she loved me less than what Frank loved me.
No, let me interpret what she said.
No.
She loves me more than you.
I love you almost as much as I love Frank.
Thank you, Mary.
So you're welcome. So my question is, and this is the reason why I'm buttering you up, Dr. Doug.
Okay.
My question is, I have an 8-year-old miniature dachshund, mm-hmm. Mickey. And she has bad, like, teeth problem. You know, I'm supposed to get her teeth removed, and she had, like, a mass.
Yes.
Here's the problem. Maybe I can come see you, Dr. Doug, because I was out of work for a year, and I want a whole lot of money to get
sure.
this done. So I'm actually calling kind
okay.
of butter you up. No, I'm just kidding. To maybe have this done, or if you know of a place that, you know, I make payments or something, or maybe Frank can make my payment.
Well, you say the magic words.
Yeah.
We can talk
oh,
about
I'll
it.
Oh, I'll say them, Frank. Trust me, I'll say them.
is there a program doctor for, like, people who have no insurance?
Well, I got to tell you, we go to one of those big places where there's all kinds of them. I'm not going to say the name.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? And
sounds like a corporate structure or just a big, big clinic.
Exactly.
Well, when a human being has no insurance and they go to the emergency room, the other taxpayers have to eat it. There's no such thing for
I
people
know.
With dogs.
I wish to God they had that for dogs.
Yeah.
So,
but
well, I mean, I don't know, and I don't want to talk prices on the thing, but you can give us a call. We're probably cheaper than most people because we did kind of our
I
own
bet
review.
You are. I know you will be, Dr. Doug.
So, but yeah, we can help you.
I get your how do I get your phone number? Or what do I do?
That's up to Frank.
No, give her your number. We never give
okay.
you your number.
It's 636
okay.
530-1808.
Wait, 636-530-1808.
Yes, and just tell them that, you know, that you want to talk to me, and I'll specifically go through it with you. Okay?
Oh, perfect. Okay, love you, Frank.
Love you too, Mary. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And she was talking to me. What do you think?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I love you, Frank. And you say thank you? No. It doesn't work that way.
I was envious.
Hey, there's a line open, somebody. 855-282-TALK. Stan, say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, how are you?
I am good. I'm aiming the PM.
That's why it's good.
Sure.
What do you got, Stan?
Well, quick question for it. I'm sure other people probably think of this, too. I have been a little hounded from my vet recently about an appointment that they keep saying that I really need to keep for my dog. My dog is 3 and a half, and they're talking about a wellness checkup and then a stool sample. And my question to you is, at a dog at this age, do I need to do this every year?
Can I step in here and say, Doc, correct me if I'm wrong?
Sure.
No. All right, go ahead, Doc.
Okay. Yes, you do.
Okay, I was wrong.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. You know, in law states that the animal is your property. But if you want to do what's, I think, more responsible, you don't know when things are going to come up that you're not going to detect, okay? And at 3 and a half years old, you have a young, healthy animal, no doubt. But, you know, even if you go once a year, you know, what's your investment considering that you're keeping an animal healthy and doing the right thing? You're going to, number one, you need a rabies vaccine either 1 year or every 3 years, depending on what your vet offers by law. And then you should have a heartworm check. Even if you're on heartworm preventative, we have had seen, especially with these warm winters we've had, we've seen animals that have actually gotten infected despite the fact that they were on preventative. And they won't, the companies that manufacture the product will honor the cost of treating an animal, God forbid, if you have to, if you go through and do your annual exam and then you keep on preventative. So those are reasons to do it. Again, it's your pet and you can do what you wish, but, you know, you don't take your kids. You take your kids once a year. It's another responsibility, and it just, you know, if you're going to have a pet, it doesn't cost you that much in the scope of the pleasures you get, in my mind. So, but you do whatever you want to.
All right. Well,
that
makes sense? Good for rabies. Yeah, she's good for rabies till next year, and then heartworm till April. So they suggested a wellness check and a stool sample. So I appreciate your
your
advice on that. I want, you know, we want her to be healthy. Obviously.
Yeah, then I'd okay. take her in. It's worth it.
Just make, okay. Here, my point was just make sure it's not a come on, and that they're actually doing what they say they'll do.
Oh yeah.
If they had their way, a lot of places would say bring them in 3 times a year. And I'm just sometimes I'm a little suspect of that stuff.
Yeah. No, I mean any service is like that. You know, you always have to be careful.
But Dr. Doug is a guy you can trust, and if he says, yeah, you know, if I'm going to take it anywhere, I take it to him. But thank you, Stan. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck,
and one of the reasons I jumped in and said no, and I've talked about this before. Look, when I was a kid, we had a dog. We had a couple of dogs.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember, and this is going way back a lot of years, we never took our dog to have his teeth cleaned. I don't even remember taking a dog to the vet except for rabies shot, and that was it. That was it. No yearly checkup, no stool sample of the dog. The dog lived to be a ripe old age and finally got hit by a car. One of our dogs got killed by another dog in a dog fight out by railroad tracks.
Right.
And we didn't do any teeth cleaning. We didn't do any of that stuff. It was a country dog. We lived out in the country.
Yeah, no, I mean, I understand both perspectives, believe me. But I just, you know, I'm a science guy.
It's the better be safe than sorry thing. Let's put it this way. It can't hurt to do that. We'll leave it there. Okay, let's get Vern in here. Vern, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. And for Frank, yes, I've been AM and PM for about 20 years.
Well, my goodness. Thank you.
How are you, sir? What you got?
Well, I got a Chihuahua, and he's a rescue dog, and I've had dogs in the past, and I can't stand to lose them.
Okay.
So I decided I'm going to wait till the dog's going to outlive me.
Okay.
And he was going to be my buddy and go everywhere with me. He does not like to ride in a car even a motorhome. Traveling.
Isn't that unusual? Don't most dogs love to ride in the car?
Absolutely.
He does not look out the window, and the motorhome's what I'm more worried about because we take long trips.
Yeah.
And I tried the Benadryl, and he's only about 11 or 12 pounds, so I give him a half of one.
Okay.
I don't either. Doesn't work, or it takes about 3 hours for it to work, and I figure by 3 hours he's probably just going to put up with it.
I would talk to your veterinarian.
What is the dramamine you're
maybe he's retarded.
About.
Maybe he's just a retarded dog. See, I can use the word retarded. No, for dogs, I can use the word. I didn't say human. This is a retarded dog, maybe.
Okay.
Isn't that possible,
he's
doctor?
Pretty smart.
Oh, okay.
I've done some training on him.
Okay. Well, Rain Man was smart, too, but he came off as kind of a special needs guy. Maybe your dog's a genius. Maybe that's the problem. He's a genius, like a savant, and he doesn't do things normal dogs do, like to ride in a car. He's too smart.
I would think that one thing you can do, we've probably mentioned this before, is first start small. So start slow. Get in the car, turn on the music, sit there with the dog in your lap, don't go anywhere for 15, 20 minutes. If you want to use Dramamine, which is kind of an anti-nausea kind of thing for travel, for humans as well, or Benadryl, which kind of does the same thing, kind of gives them a sense of comfort, talk to your vet about doses, because I would use a different dose than what you use, but I want him to be responsible for that, not me.
Okay.
And there are other medications that could be used for a while, and what you do is they're kind of mood modifiers, anti-anxiety drugs, and then over time you wean them away, but you can be moving and traveling and doing little travels and get the dog used to it as you wean the drug away from him. So there's a lot of different ways to play this game, and I think that, you know, the best thing to do would be sit down and schedule out a game plan with your doctor.
I have an idea. Vern, I'm not kidding. This will sound like a joke, but it's not. Vern, do you have the capability in the motorhome of playing videos? Do you have a video player of some kind?
No.
You got a portable DVD player or something. I'm not kidding. I know people that have I know people that have dogs. If you put like a dog movie or
there are dogs that
lock onto that screen and they watch that movie if it's got dogs in it.
If a dog comes on my TV when I got him sitting on my lap, he will bark at it. He does not want to see a dog on TV.
Wow, he doesn't like to ride in a car in the motorhome, and he doesn't like dog movies either.
No.
You
mentioned Dramamine, and I just wondered if there was any difference between that and Benadryl.
Well, they are two different chemicals. They're two different chemicals. They're kind of close in structure, but I'm not a chemist, but I know that they're different.
Okay. I'll check with my vet.
I think it's great that you're that crazy about this dog, Vern. You don't sound like a Chihuahua guy. Your voice doesn't match.
I want a lap dog. And
that's a good one.
He was the first lap dog to come up to the rescue where I got him.
Well, good for you.
And hey, you know what he'll do for my blood pressure? He's sitting on my lap, we're watching TV, my blood pressure comes way down.
What does he like to watch? What's your dog's name?
Paco.
Paco. What does Paco like to watch on TV?
Well, he doesn't watch anything. But if a dog comes on, he'll bark
crazy
at it.
All right. Well, good for you, man. You're a good dog owner, I can tell. So good luck to you and Paco.
Okay.
All right, Vern. Thank you for listening.
And he's got the voice of, there's one movie, and I'm going to have to think about it. He's got the voice in that movie as a character. I'll get it to you and call you back. You'll recognize it.
It's not Sam Elliott. It's not Sam Elliott, is it? His voice isn't deep enough to be Sam Elliott. But you're right, he's a character.
No, not Sam Elliott.
He's a character voice.
It was a funny movie, and, God, I'll think about it. I'll get it to you.
All right. We're looking forward to that. Let's go to, this can't be right. Dan has on the screen Jasonic. Is your name Jasonic?
No, it's not. Jason.
Okay. Well, Dan spells it J-A-S-O-N-I-C. Jasonic. Well, yeah, thank you. Jason, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Now, hold on. He said I'm well, and you gave him hallelujah.
I'm pretty sure he said I'm a.m. in the p.m.
Did you say
right
that?
When Dr. Doug started.
Jasonic. Did you say that?
I did say that. Yes, sir.
All right, Jasonic. Go ahead.
Okay. This is going to sound like a silly question, but we have a one-year-old puppy, a Rhodesian Ridgeback. He's a male, and he, when he urinates, he will not lift his leg, and he ends up urinating on his front leg three-quarters of the time.
I don't know. It just seems funny to me for some reason.
And I just was trying to figure out, I mean, there's been times when he was a young puppy, I would actually try to hold up one of his back legs thinking I could train him.
Uh-huh. So which leg does he pee on? Which leg does he urinate on when he pees? Jasonic? What, you lost Jasonic. Jay Sonic, are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
Blimey dumped you accidentally. Which leg does he pee on?
He pees on his front right leg, typically.
All right, cut that leg off.
Man.
Come on, it's a joke. It's a joke.
Okay, interesting. So,
let me help you. Can I help you? Sure. Jason, here's what you do, Jason. Next time you have to pee, take a dog out with you. Go outside, and lift your leg up and pee. Show them how to do it. You just keep doing that over and over and over. And if you don't get arrested for indecent exposure, your dog will know what to do. All right, doctor, it's your turn. Go ahead, doc.
I lost my train of thought. I think, how old was the dog when it got neutered?
Maybe when do they recommend that? Would it be usually anywhere from 6 months?
6 months, something like that. Sometimes they'll bigger breed dogs, they'll wait till a full year. It might have something to do with neutering him, and then he's lost his testosterone, and they sometimes will continue to kind of do that rather than lift a leg.
Jay Sonic, does he squat or does he just stand there and pee? Does he kind of squat?
He does. He squats. Yeah.
All right, he's transgender.
Yeah,
it's a transgender.
You know, that's I mean, I've heard that story before, but I haven't really had to address it. I'd have to do a little homework on that one and talk to a behavioralist. But if you don't mind, I can give you my number and you can give me your number, whatever you want to do.
Could Jay Sonic lift the dog's leg for him when he knows he got to set him down?
You're joking, but I was thinking that might be a good idea for a couple times to see if it would work.
Wear some gloves, like latex gloves, and just set him down and raise his little leg up for him when he pees. Yeah. And then maybe he'll get the message.
Yeah.
Worth a try.
Well, I'll work on that, Jay Sonic, and you can get a hold of me, and I'll be happy to help you.
I will follow up with you. Right. I appreciate the help.
Thank you, Jay Sonic. Yeah. Only Dan could take a name like Jason and spell it Jay Sonic.
There is a reason for that, but
don't try to explain it. Carrie, I think, is with us. Carrie, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Great. I have two rescues. One of them is just a wonderful, awesome dog. She's mellow, laid back. The other one was abused.
Okay.
And she's very skittish. Thunderstorms scare the daylights out of her. We've done just about everything from the thunder shirts, all of it. For example, last night it just rained. It wasn't even thunder. It wasn't even lightning. And she will wake us up. She literally shakes. Puts her front paws on the bed. She only weighs about 50 pounds. She's a German Shepherd mix, but she will shake the whole bed like you just put quarters in it.
Carrie, we had a Shih Tzu, and when the storm was coming, I'm not kidding, it was like she was in convulsions.
And she kept
shaking the whole time until the storm had passed. It was horrible.
Let me ask you something.
Really, last night was just rain. We didn't have thunder, lightning.
No, no.
And, I mean, my husband has to get up and go sleep downstairs. She'll crawl in a corner, but he's got to go downstairs with her. And now I think he's kind of got her trained that way, and I want to break her of that.
Right. So I don't know. You said you've done everything, the shirt and everything. Have you done any of the anti-anxiety drugs?
Well, the thing is middle of the night. Oh, I didn't even know it was supposed to rain last night.
If you do a drug like that, like Clomicom or Prozac, it's done daily for a number of weeks to months.
They're like my children, and I would not put my child on Prozac.
Well,
I mean, that's not something I want. She's really a good dog.
Well, you're not punishing her. You're trying to take away her anxiety. So I would kind of disagree that there are a lot of ways to manage him with a little medication initially. And then you kind of get him used to it, and you can do other things like, you know, obviously be with him and maybe bring him up to the bedroom or whatever. But I wouldn't look at it as any kind of threat or punishment or something bad. And in fact,
no,
I don't know.
It's not a punishment.
But let me ask you something. If you said you made a comment. I think that if your child needed medication, you'd probably do whatever you had to do, whether it was psychiatric or whatever, because we all do.
Well, I don't think it's to the point where I need to give her Prozac. But I think my husband has trained her now that if it rains, just come wake us up and he'll go downstairs with her.
Terry, you need a marriage counselor. Your husband does not like to sleep. No, he doesn't want to sleep with you. He's using
is
the
that
dog.
It?
Yes, and shame on him, because from your voice, I would stay in bed with you if I were your husband. That dog could just shake all it wanted to. I'm not leaving your bed, but that's just
maybe
me.
Maybe it's because I get up at 3:30 in the morning to go to work. He figures he gets more sleep downstairs.
That could have something to do with it.
Well, like I said, I would talk to a behavioralist and see if there's something you can do if you don't want to use any kind of medication controls. I understand that.
Are there more natural?
Yeah, there is. There is a natural product called Zylkene.
Yes.
Zylkene. I know you mentioned it. Talk to your vet and see if he has it, because that's purely natural. It's not pharmacologic. And I've had tremendous response from patients telling me that it really helps calm their dog. And you can give it to them, and it responds pretty quickly. Okay?
Now, that's something I'd be more willing to try. Can you get that over the counter? Does it have to come
No,
to
you'd have to go through a veterinarian.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
okay. Zylkene.
Zylkene.
Right.
Okay. Zylkene.
Thank you, Carrie.
Kene.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling. For listening. That's funny. I was just about to say Zylkene, and then you did it. How about that?
Yeah.
Well, music maestro, if you would please. That concludes another segment with Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Thank
Clarkson
you so
Wilson Veterinary Clinic. Thank you, Doctor. We'll do this next week. How about that?
See you later.
All right, Dr. Bye-bye. Doug Pernikoff, your best friend. And the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Thank you, people. Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America. We have to do a little bit of business here, get caught up. It is my great pleasure, because this guy is really busy this week, John Lundoff. You know why he's busy? Because AM and the PM people keep him busy. There's not a day, I don't think there's a single day that they don't sell a few cars to people who are AM and the PM. Advertisers who aren't taking advantage of this, of what's going on here at this station, what's wrong with you? You need to check into this, because John Lundoff's been with us for 14 years. He has spent money on, I think, every radio station in town. He knows the ones that work and produce results and the ones that don't, and he has dumped the ones that don't. And we're thrilled to death that he has let this partnership continue, and I hope it goes for as long as I'm doing what I'm doing, wherever I'm doing it. And I think this is probably the last stop. Johnny Lundoff is a Chevrolet dealer. That's all they sell is Chevrolet, except it's really not, because they sell some terrific pre-owned vehicles, and many of them are very late models, practically brand new. Maybe you don't want something practically brand new. Maybe you want something 4 or 5 years old. Listen, if they don't have it, they'll find it for you. They'll put people on it. They're on it. They'll assign somebody, go find this vehicle this person's looking for, and they usually can. Very seldom can they not come up with what you're looking for. So whether it's new or pre-owned, like most everything else, you are happiest with companies, services, businesses where you feel comfortable with the people you're working with. Think about it. Every place you do business where you do it regularly is because you like the people. Let's just say everything else is pretty much equal. All things being equal, prices are about the same. Inventory is about the same. You go where you're treated right, where you're comfortable. And that's exactly a big part of the reason for the success of Johnny Lundoff Chevrolet. They're in North County, Interstate 270, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. And, of course, they're available to you 24/7 online at Lundoff.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Dulles.
Good for you, Johnny. I haven't been to all those places. We have a guy who, he's been to most of them. It's a sad day for him, too. We'll tell that story again in a minute. Big fire downtown. And it was a warehouse. And one of the things that it housed was Bill Cleveland's books, and they're all burned up. Man, I don't know. How are you holding up? I mean, let me introduce you. It is time to go somewhere. This is, we'll be checking with Bill Cleveland, courtesy, of course, of Window World. Window World makes a lot of things possible here. And they make it possible for a lot of people to save money that would have been wasted energy-wise if they hadn't replaced the old windows with Window World windows. There's a reason. It's the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and you'll find out when you get yourself some. WonderWorldSt.Louis.com. Here now in mourning for his burned up books, Bill Clevelin.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Cremated.
Lots of jokes.
Wow. I told these guys, I lost a bunch of joke CDs in a storage facility that the guy just forgot they were in there. So when they cleaned it out, they thought it was part of the trash. And you lost books.
The publishing company that published my book is based in that warehouse. And I saw it on television this morning, saw the flames. And I thought, boy, that looks sort of familiar. And I was supposed to be there today. I was going to swing by around noon. And I told them I was coming down to pick up, because they house all of them there. So when I do events or whatever, I may swing by and grab a case or two. And I'm headed to Indianapolis early tomorrow morning, going to be there for a couple of events. And so I was going to go down, and they called me at like 10:30, and they said, you probably don't want to come down.
You know what
there's
you
a
do
fire
to the people who come to the signing? Sign cans of ashes.
Oh, my goodness.
Just hand out ashes.
Yeah.
Sign little boxes of ashes.
Here's my book. Enjoy it.
Can I make a quick observation? What Limey just did, no American man ever says what he just said.
What?
Charming.
Charming.
No, nobody. Uh-uh. Nobody says that here. That's a British thing.
It is a British thing. You know,
and
I was being
sarcastic. Nothing
I
said was charming.
No, that's why I said it, because, I was being sarcastic. Like, that's very charming of you. That's very nice of
that
you
is
to
a
say
word that.
That
we don't use.
Oh.
But I'm not faulting you. You go right ahead then. And you use charming if you want to. But.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to shut
Bill,
up.
Bill, we're so, okay. Bill, we're so, we're so sorry. We
well,
our
you.
Hearts go out to you.
Thank
That's
you.
What everybody always likes to say.
Yeah.
So
yeah. What are you going to do?
So what are you doing in Indianapolis? Do you have books that you can?
I've got one case left. So hopefully it'll hold out, and I'll
make
be able
them,
to
make them have an auction. Make them bid for it. I'm not kidding.
More.
You'll make more money.
Oh yeah,
you'll make more money.
Yeah. So.
You know what? $200
Christmas is
book.
Ruined.
How many are in the case you have?
44 in each case. 44 books.
$200 a book.
Well, here's the sad news. Only 12 people will show up.
Oh,
so
my
44
goodness.
Should be I'm kidding.
Where are we
excuse
going?
Excuse me.
I just cleared the throat. Sorry about that.
Where are we going today?
So I mentioned on Monday that I had spent some time in Jefferson City and went to the state prison there. Mm-hmm. Have you taken this tour? Have you been through the
I've
state
not.
Prison?
No,
let me
I
tell you something. After you tour this prison, it closed in 2004. It's been open for more than 100 years, one of the oldest prisons in America. After you take this tour and you hear the stories...
You'll never do anything bad.
You won't jaywalk again. it is...
You know what I learned about 2 years ago that I never knew? And I never knew that federal prison is not as bad as state prison. Wouldn't you think federal prison would be worse? No, state prison, worse. That's the worst.
You're right. It is unbelievable. So I put an article up at BillOnTheRoad.com, and I shared a lot of these stories. We had a gentleman. He's 82 years old. His name was Ray Miller. He was just a tour guide. He wasn't a prisoner or employee or whatever, but he's
a better tour guide if he'd been a prisoner.
Well, but he's a prison enthusiast, if you can believe such a thing exists. And he knows all of these stories, and he's gone to all these prisons around the country. It's his thing, you know. And so he shared a lot of these stories, and they take you into all of the different sections of the prison. So you go into where the general population would be at its busiest. So a cell, small cell, you've all seen a jail cell before, fits maybe two metal cots. At its busiest, there were, or fullest, I guess, 8 prisoners packed into each of those small cells.
Wow.
You know, even if it weren't true and I were the tour guide, I would welcome everybody and tell them that my name was Ben Dover.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mr. Dover.
Thanks, everybody.
They take you into death row, so you walk in there and you see where these guys were spending their last days. And let me tell you, it is not pleasant. They take you into the gas chamber. I'm one of these people. I do not. There are certain things that I just will not take a photo of, or not a photo of, but people were sitting in the chair at the gas chamber. There's something
that's weird.
I mean, it's weird. It's
that's
kind of
creepy.
I don't. You know, it's. Almost,
I was sitting in the electric chair, but I'd be afraid somebody would accidentally. flip a switch.
There was one story, I call it one of the lighter moments, and I had some blowback. I posted this online, and a couple people yelled at me, like, this is not funny, but you know how we all work here. There was a program where young, troubled youth, juveniles, whatever, they would come into the prison and interact with actual prisoners to sort of scare them straight.
Oh, the
and
scare
so,
straight. Yeah, they still do that.
And so, they weren't really going to bother anybody. They were, in the whatever. So there was apparently a young kid, about 12, 13 years old, a little cocky, asked this guy, he was a former mobster, and he said, so what are you in here for? And this mobster, former mobster, took this kid close to him, kind of knelt down a little bit, looked him eye to eye, and said, I drowned a kid about, just about your size in a bathtub. And the kid just, you know, eyes, you know, lit up. But he didn't do any of that. He was just making up stories to scare the crap out of this kid. And apparently it worked. So, but it's very interesting. I'm telling you, you will never want to do anything against the law ever again. And the stories, I won't gross you guys out, but some of the stories, just the medical conditions, it's obviously things have gotten better now. But some of the, like, there was one story about a guy who had something going on with his tonsils, and they were just swollen, and he could not breathe, and they had no care for this guy. Oh, and another prisoner offered to cut his tonsils out with a razor blade.
Oh, my goodness.
And the guy agreed. He couldn't breathe. What is he going to do? Bled to death right outside
of the...
Of
course he did.
I mean, there's a dungeon underneath this place. They take you down into the dungeon, and they turn all the lights off so you know exactly what it was like when, you know, if you were a prisoner.
I would love this. I'm going to do this.
It was insane. Absolutely insane. You can't go now because there's no heat. It's closed for the next few months, but it'll open up again in the spring. Jefferson City, Missouri, and full article. You got to look at the pictures, though, at BillOnTheRoad.com. You won't believe it. It's insane.
All right.
So there you go.
Worth checking out.
I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road and on 590 The Fan.
There he is. Fresh out of the state penitentiary.
And only 44 books left right now.
Yeah.
Oh, so,
get him while you got to kick a dog while he's down.
Get him while they're hot.
That Dan, he just loves to kick a dog while he's down.
Until, like, later on.
You can't talk for 10 seconds because I have business to do. Really? Yeah, 10 seconds.
He'll
go
get
ahead,
more. Dan. He'll get Dan. More books in.
You get more books. Go fund me. There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World. In Chesterfield Valley, there's a whole lot of stuff in Chesterfield Valley. This is a place that was flooded not that long ago, and nobody would get near it. And now, go look at it. Two gigantic outlet malls. I've never been in any one of the stores in either one of them. I go through there every day. I'll tell you where I have been, though, and I want you to go, and that's a Meanies. Meanies has a copper top on it. You can't miss it. I want you to go in there, and I want you to proudly tell them that you're AM and the PM. And then I want you to just walk around. Take your time. Give yourself at least 15, 20 minutes. You'll be in there an hour. That's my guess, because you won't want to leave. It's a very unusual store. It's a great store. They don't sell any junk. Every category, in any category of anything they sell, it's the best of the best, whether it's patio furniture or furniture for other parts of your house or accent pieces. It's a Meanies, for goodness sakes. Check their website regularly. I'm going to tell you what that is in about 5 seconds. But please go in and tell them you're AM or the PM. And even if you're just there to look around, it's worth a trip in there just to do that. You may come back later. May spot something. I'm coming back for that one day. AMINIS, Aminis.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.